You know, I drove up to your beautiful home the other day, and you and I haven't had a face-to-face chat in a while. It's a great view of Las Vegas from where you are up in the mountain there. And we started talking about all kinds of things, and it occurred to me that I have driven by this submarine base probably 100 times, and it's always been curious to me what a submarine base is doing out in the middle of the desert, an undersea warfare center. And you stopped there to sort of take some photos, right, and got ran away?
Yeah, you know, I've been driving up there for 30 years. My folks lived up in Reno, and I go back and forth. And I've seen this there and seen the sign. And, you know, up until about 3 years ago, it was the Naval Undersea Warfare Training Center. And then they took the word training out. And, you know, secrets, it takes a long time to put a puzzle together. And what you do is you take information from there and information from there and listen to people and you read. And, you know, you're not going to find this on the Internet. You have to do it by, you know, personal contact and listen very carefully and read very carefully. And that's how I found out about it. And, you know, I did a lot of flying, and a lot of the people I flew with were ex-military, and they always give, you know, some little secret, and they don't know they really don't know they're doing it, but you put that together and say, ah, okay, I got that one. But yeah, the other day I was coming back from Reno, and I just wanted to take a picture of the sign right alongside the road. You know, it's a sign. It just says Naval Undersea Warfare Center, and I pulled over the road and pulled up my camera to the window, and just before I shot the picture, I heard a whole bunch of screaming and yelling. I looked at the little guard shack, and they're waving their arms and running over to me. So I put it in drive, and I just pulled across the road, and I said, you know, is there a problem? And there was a lady there screaming, you can't take pictures here. This is a, you know, secret base, and I could call the MPs and have your camera confiscated. And I said, well, you know, I didn't mean any harm. I mean, everybody looks at this sign. I'm not taking a picture of anything inside. There's nothing to take a picture of. She says, I don't care about that. You can't do this. And you turn right around. I said, well, do you think I could get a tour? And she said, no, you can't get a tour. I drove off, but it seemed a lot of fuss. If I was running that base, I would certainly not do something like that. If somebody drove up, I'd say, hey, can I help you, sir? You know, we're not giving tours today, but maybe if you write us, we'll give you tours. But sure, take a picture, sign, whatever you want. Make it real low-key there. Don't make a big fuss out about it, because if you make a fuss about it, then somebody's going to wonder, what the heck is in there anyway?
Well, yeah, it's like Area 51, you know, the fact that everybody knew that base was out there. There'd been little newspaper articles about it for a lot of years, and it didn't really start getting interesting until they started denying that the base was out there.
Right, and you'll remember that it was 18 years ago that you released the information on Bob Lazar. And, you know, when I go on the different forums, like AboveTopSecret.com, a lot of the people, you know, they don't believe the Bob Lazar story. And when I look back, I don't blame them, because, you know, you and I lived it. We were with Bob. We knew Bob. We were in his house. We saw him leave for work. We went up and saw the flying saucers fly, you know, and it was real to us. But 18 years later, you see the story on the Internet. Hey, guy works on flying saucers for the U.S. government. They're not going to believe that.
Yeah. It's amazing how much water is under the bridge since then. We'll come back to Bob in just a second. I want to stick with the sub base for a second now. On a scale of 1 to 10, on the John Lear scale of credibility, how much do you believe, 1 being least, 10 being most?
10.
That this shaft goes 1,400 feet down into it, and people get on submarines in Hawthorne and go to the Pacific Ocean?
No doubt about it. And, you know, there's many Navy facilities around the United States. I think the United States, there's a vast undersea area. I don't know how far it goes. I suspect that there's access up in Idaho to Lake Penderay, probably Coeur d'Alene, where a lot of Navy research goes. You know, I had a friend here who was in charge of the Lake Mead Naval Air Station, or Naval Air Base here, and he told me of a secret facility in Lake Tahoe. And just today I was talking with a friend. He said, oh, yeah, that is a real secret base. And he told me the story about Jacques Cousteau, who went down in the submarine in 1975 to see what was down there. And when he came up, they said, what'd you see? And he said, the world is not ready to know what I saw. You know, and that's on record. So,
well, why keep this secret? You said that there's more than one of these kinds of facilities all around on the country, like Ohio and places like that, is what you told me when we chatted. But why keep this a secret? If you can get to a submarine and get to the ocean from down there, what's the big deal?
Everything's a secret, George. Everything that the military does is a secret. You know that in the last few years I've been working on our bases on the moon. We've been on the moon since 1962. We've been on Mars since 1966. We have at least six space stations orbiting Earth. You know, next time you watch Discovery take off, it takes off on the 23rd. Just notice the time that it takes off from Kennedy and docks with a space station. It's usually about 72 hours. Now, it doesn't take that long to go up there and dock. And what they're doing is they're stopping at the other space stations, dropping off supplies. When they get to the ISS, usually a few days before, the Russians have sent two Progress rockets up there, and that cargo is put back onto the U.S. space shuttle, and then when they undock, guess how long it takes them to get back to Kennedy? 72 hours. Well, you know, the trip is only 20 minutes, so they got to be doing something else, and what they're doing is they're taking those supplies that Progress brought up and going back through the line, supplying the other space stations. You know,
isn't there
stuff like this, it's, you know, going on, and it's a secret. We'll never know about it. And I'll tell you one thing. I met the other day with an Air Force intelligence guy and my associate, Ron Schmidt. And we came up in my den. We talked for several days. And at the end of this time, I said, you know, fellas, on a scale of 0 to 100, 0 meaning we don't know anything, 100 being we know everything the government knows. Where do you think we are? And our general consensus was between 0.5 and 0.7. Now, since that time, I revised the scale to 0 to 1,000, being we still know only 0.5 to 0.7. We know nothing. Now, you mentioned St. Louis. You know, there's a huge underground submarine testing center there, and I think they access that by going up the Mississippi.